5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Ralph William Podcast. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Cafecito.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of cuts. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants cuts? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Oh, cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
Say it ain't so, Diddy. Damn it, man. Say it ain't so. But apparently, according to the government, it is so. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is yours truly, Ralph William. You can follow me on Twitter at Ralph William. You can follow the internet station at WESN Radio. Download our mobile app on your app store so you can tune in 24/7. If you have an Alexa device, you can say, Alexa, start WESN Live. You can tune in at any time. You can also go to our website, epicstrategiesnetwork.com. Help support the station by going to Patreon and go to patreon.com/WESN Radio. All right. In the true Tuesday fashion, it's not Manic Satanic Monday, but it is Terrifying Tuesday. If you have your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your sippy cups, your doggy bowls, if you got a beer hat, you want to drink it like that, then go ahead and do so and join me in this sip of cafecito. Mmm. Freshly made, too. Good morning, fair use. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. Buenos dias. I don't know how to say it in Chinese, otherwise I'd greet you that way.
Poor Chinese baby.
Poor Chinese baby.
No, that says hot. That means hi.
Mijo. Mijo, que no mijo. Mijo es como mijo.
Mijo.
No, ni hao.
Say it with an N.
How do I?
No, we can't say those words.
Whoa.
Be careful.
Whoa.
You gotta see. You gotta be careful.
The N word.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with those words. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We are joined by Fair Use, of course, my brother in arms at WESN. And we're also joined by the Area 81 from the Area 81 podcast. Make sure to go look for him wherever you get your podcast. I think he is pretty known in Belarus. So let's keep those numbers up. And
let's go Belarus.
Belarus. We're also joined by,
aren't they like Duke technically James. Russian? Oh, out there, be careful with your affiliations, man. I'm just saying.
What?
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, man. Check that out. I think they border Russia and I think they're like really strong allies. But check, peep that. It might be wrong. You might have to ask Sebastian if he didn't open that email with the attachment that I sent him.
I mean, I think, yeah. I mean, even Russian needs some type of comedy, right? Anyway, check out.
I can't be associated.
Check out Duke James from on Twitter at Club Velvet Pod. What's up, Duke James? Good morning. Live from his report.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm from Liverpool. Definitely, I'm doing all right. You doing all right?
And I just also want to throw it in here. We are also on YouTube as well.
Please speak louder. I'm sorry.
We're also.
I don't know what's going on. Go ahead.
We're also on YouTube.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Just.
Oh, you're on YouTube now. Nice. Yeah. What's the name? Same name?
Duke James.
Duke James? All right.
Yes.
Check him out on YouTube.
Yes.
Put a face to the voice.
Yeah. No. Well, no. You ain't gonna see my face.
Oh. No face, okay. I'm pulling a milk dog. All right. I got you.
No. Look. I felt like milk dog for a second because, like, I did an episode this morning and I noticed through my Discord that it also got uploaded on YouTube. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm getting on YouTube at the same time. So yeah. Quite excited about that.
All right.
Yeah. Eventually, you'll see my face again.
Eventually. Well, you can follow him on Instagram. You get to see it anyway, right?
That's true. Yeah. You get to see my face on Instagram. Put a face to the name. Be like, oh, I thought that's what he looked like.
Huh. Of course. All right, so it's Tuesday, man. What is on the agenda for today? Any thoughts?
Ralph William?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would just like to start by saying Tupac would have never. That's all.
Yeah. Touche. Touche.
What a circus, dude. This is insane.
Bro, that's why I say.
Is it too soon to go into this? Are you good, or you want to wait? Hold it up.
No, I mean, yeah, we can rant a couple of minutes. I mean, like I said earlier on the radio show, I don't watch a lot of like TV or movies or stuff like that because all this real life stuff is crazy. It's just like a movie, bro.
I swear, it always seems like there's so much going on right before elections, dude.
Right?
Like, I don't know if it's just we notice it or that's like what we say, so we notice it. But geez Louise, the bridge, the Diddy, the princess, you know, Kate, all this stuff is just insane. I don't know, man.
Is the princess, is that the, is she, does she have cancer now or something like that?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, she came out and said, some people are like, why is she doctoring her photos? Why is she not in public? Why can't we see her? And then she comes out and says, yeah, I've been diagnosed with cancer. Then everyone's like, oh, my bad.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, even like celebrities. Even I forgot who it was. Some chick celebrity was like, you know, Photoshop fail on her photo and then had to apologize.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Like, yeah, stupid.
But I mean, like, what's people's infatuation with wanting to see them? Like,
that's their peoples, man. That's their peoples. I mean, we won't get it because we're not from that. We don't, you know, we don't come from that ilk. We threw them out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't got room for kings. You know what I'm saying? But that's why, you know, we're a democracy, not a monarchy. And then shortly after, they done changed that shit over there. But, oh, beep. Sorry. But, yeah, that's very common in Europe. You know, we escaped that place, man. At least a lot of people done escaped that place, you know.
Yeah.
And, we also wanted to say hello to Mama Bear Tracy from the Mama Bear Tracy Show on WESN, which you can tune in and listen to on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Hello, Mama Bear. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Ralph.
What about me, Ralph?
I've yet to get that clip. But I mean,
yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong. Who's gonna get that clip first, Ralph?
Yeah, I wonder. Like, there's a clip floating around there that I haven't gotten, which I'm quite upset about.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'll let you win this one, Gadget.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice profile pic, by the way.
Thank you.
So we also like to. I wonder who that ugly ass mother. Anyway, we also want to say hello to a man who needs no introduction but gets one anyway. He gets everyone's day started correctly. Watch this be not the day. Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I want to welcome you to the Ralph Williams Podcast with this big, humongous...
Stop.
Good morning, Steve.
Zhao Chen, sup!
What'd you say before that? Sidechain?
I said Zhao Chen. That's Zhao. Good morning in Chinese for you, Ralph.
Zhao Chen. Guan Ba Da.
Guan Ba Da.
Because we figured out your backstory already. We know. Me and Fair Use know.
Oh yeah.
Me and Fair Use know.
Oh yeah. You guys got the code already?
We know.
Fair Use. If you can you post the picture that I posted to Discord so everyone can see it?
Oh yeah.
So apparently. People in the government are not the only ones that mess with Chinese spies. I guess I'm a Chinese spy as well.
Listen, we did not say that.
What you said in the chat on Discord. You said that.
You read it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Funny. Yeah, I actually did.
The one thing he reads, right?
One of those rare occasions where I just looked at her. Oh, look at I'm a spy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If you're not you might not be a spy, but you're definitely what is it called? An alliance person. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go, everybody. God.
He's a member of the Axis.
Oh no.
That's right.
Oh man.
Yes. Join me in our communism. Unite the clans, Ralph. Me, yes. Belarus, and you.
There you go.
It's too bad they're not going to hear
Belarus.
This. It's too bad they're not going to hear this out there because they sent you the crap out of this stuff.
Yeah. Who said that this was a Chinese app, an operated app? Someone said that.
I believe the creator, the founder, is of like Chinese descent, but
of Podbean.
It's yeah. But it's an American company. It's like a New York based company.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I think the guy just happens to be like of Asian descent. I don't know what country exactly, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there, man. I don't know. It's like I'm always Mexican and shit. Like the same thing, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They just have a lot of noodles.
Born in LA, man. What?
Rice and noodles, bro. Like we rice and beans, rice and noodles. You know what I mean?
Rice and noodles.
I mean
man.
Delaware. Yeah, I know Podbean is based in Delaware. I know that.
Yeah, well, that's because a lot of companies do. You see, Ralph, a lot of companies have headquarters in Delaware because that allows them to escape taxes. It's like a tax haven for corporations.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so keep that shit.
I thought they had an office in New York and L.A. or Cali, somewhere in Cali.
That's what they wanted you to believe, Ralph.
See, it's all about where your headquarters is at.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
Where your headquarters is at, Ralph?
Poor Chinese baby.
Poor Chinese baby.
Poor? I don't know about poor. I mean, there's a lot of them, though, right? I mean, like...
Yeah. There is a lot.
They can afford it, no? Too early?
All the sales they're making off of Temu, whatever.
Yeah, that's because they're putting these babies to work over there. You think that's why they're hungry and poor, because these babies, all they're doing is working to make us garments and shit and pencils. You know, like blood, like lead runs through their veins and shit. You know what I mean? bro, it's like, yo, like, you know what it was, man? I was cleaning out some stuff, right, at a family member's house, and like I found this box and it was just full of pencils, bro, like 300 pencils. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Ain't nobody writing shit anymore, man. We all typing shit, tapping shit the fuck out of here. Throw this shit in the garbage. Here we are. How many efforts are the Chinese done went into those pencils, man? It's messed up.
Yo, what's crazy for you is my daughter, like, lives with, like, she wants pencils as much as possible. And I'm like, why are we still with pencils? Like, what, you know, but she, I mean, she does her homework. Don't get me wrong. She does, you know, her homework still with pencils and stuff like that. But, like, I'm like, you only need one pencil. She has, like, the old school pencil case full with pencils and stuff like that. And I was like, are you the only one? And she goes, no. And I was looking at, like, all the kids in her class, they all have, like, these pencil cases. And I'm like, what is going on? I said, it has to be us. It has to be, like, you know, us, you know, our generation that are teaching these kids to have these pencils and stuff. Because these kids should not have pencils. Everything should be on their pads, should be on their laptops. I'm like, what is going on?
But you know what? Logan rather a pencil than a pen. And he still will use a pencil instead of a pen.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be using pencils or pens point blank. That's what I'm saying. It's
do doctors still do like their chicken scratch for prescriptions or?
Yeah, still.
That's
some.
Weird.
But they're also consented just to right to the pharmacy and stuff like that. Right. But a lot of everybody. The thing is like a lot of these like older people that go to doctors and stuff, they still want that prescription because they want to go and do all that stuff.
Take it. Yo, if they don't do stuff like that, they don't get out of their house.
Guy's name is David Hsu, that is the creator of Podbean.
That's funny.
David Hsu. I was trying to see what his background is, but it doesn't let me.
He was a poor Chinese.
It's in LinkedIn.
It's David Karate Chop Shoe. That's so you know.
Yeah. I'm like, it says like I got to go to LinkedIn. I got to sign in, and then I don't have LinkedIn. Then I went to like Twitter.
What the
and
fuck, bro?
It says on X. Sorry, not Twitter. X on X. It's like it's kind of like blocked. Like Twitter. I was like, it's hilarious.
I mean, since we're on the topic of China.
We've been on the topic of China since this morning. Yeah. Who are you talking like you
haven't,
about?
Right, like you haven't brought us here before. All right, come on, man.
I know. No, I'm trying to like use up these clips that I got. But on the radio show, like the most of the first half was all about Diddy. And then the last half, we were talking about China. But anyway,
no love for the USA and the bridge in Baltimore. You see this fair use? No love for
the
USA.
I mentioned that. I mentioned it briefly.
He mentioned it briefly. Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, diddy. Bridge in Baltimore. China.
There was nothing more. Nothing more to say.
What do you mean? There is a lot going on over there.
The ship that it was from Singapore.
Do you know exactly? And do you know that's like one of the main bridges to go in and out of Baltimore?
Yeah, it's a big bridge, man. It's like a main.
Like the main bridge. Like a lot of people cannot leave Baltimore now. Like it's like Baltimore is going to be their own little island type thing until they build this bridge back. Like this is a major bridge. This is a major bridge in Baltimore.
But that
it's like, I mean, a lot of people it's like if the George Washington Bridge was dropped. This is how big of a bridge that is.
That would cripple a lot of people. Yeah, would be upset.
This is the same thing. That bridge in Baltimore is exactly if the George Washington Bridge was to break down.
What's the bridge in Cali that I remember from the Full House opening?
The Golden Gate Bridge.
There you go. Imagine if that shit
same thing.
Down.
Same thing. But this is the Baltimore Bridge is that. That is exactly what the Baltimore Bridge is.
Well, there you go. And there's still people like probably in the water right now still.
Man. They said they found rest only two dead so far.
That's messed up.
And there was a lot of cars on the bridge.
Was it? Damn.
Yeah, supposedly there was a lot of cars on the bridge, but they said they only found two dead so far, so.
Am I caught now or is he caught now?
Hello, you're hello.
cutting out or is he cutting out?
Is it me? I don't know. Am I cutting out?
How are you?
I don't think either one of you guys were cutting out.
Oh, okay.
Hello, hello. Weird.
Huh. Oh.
Maybe it's your headset. Maybe it's your headset.
Hmm.
You know, China's probably infiltrating you right now.
Well, the headset I have is from China, so that's what's funny. Got it off of Temu.
I was about to say, speaking of China, I'm wearing my Temu sweats today. Oh, man, so comfortable. Can't wait for Man Cave to come in so I can tell him.
Gonna have a commercial for them now again.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, so I mean, I saw what I could see. You were wearing.
I'm telling you, man, they're nice and comfortable. Oh my god, Ralph! I'm telling you, man, you need to just bite the bullet and just go buy the sweats. That's it. I don't care about anything else. Just go buy the sweats.
Fuck yeah, I'm over here.
And you'll understand. Hey. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Hey, Julia!
There you go.
I'm trying to smile every time.
Go back to your Chinese news.
And potentially created by AI, seeking to create suspicion and division, was seen in last year's Voice to Parliament debate.
Today I announce that referendum day will be the 14th of October.
At the time, national security expert Dr. Alex Caples and her team at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute discovered China was actively infiltrating social media, using misinformation to influence and engineer chaos during the Voice referendum.
There's a range of kind of hostile activity that social engineering can beget. Social engineering is essentially using the things that, you know, a malicious actor might know, things they know that you're likely to click on. And once that's been exploited, everyone in your network is potentially exploited and it just gets a life of its own.
Our cybersecurity specialists agree the next big threat from China is AI.
AI is like a weapon. A terrorist can use it or a soldier on our side can use it. I think there's a challenge for us, the connections between computers and the network of networks that's emerged in the last 20, 25 years that has transformed our lives, that's made it much more connected, super enabling, super exciting, but it's also put us in this space where we're all extremely vulnerable.
At its most dangerous, China could use AI and the personal data it's collected to compromise Australian citizens.
And of course, United States citizens as well. But I mean, AI, with the exception, I mean, if you get everybody's data, and then we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Fair Use was saying that like predictive, not necessarily like reading your mind, but pretty much reading outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
But how does... Like, is that pretty much what algorithm is? Like, that we're always talking about algorithms on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. Like, this is pretty much like a sophisticated advertisement.
All an algorithm is basically just building profiles, right? And then just learning about profiles of your users or personas of users, different types of users that you may have. You know, maybe you want to put them in different buckets or categories, but, you know, for example, like Netflix will use data to feed their recommendation algorithm. So that way you get recommended movies or TV shows that the algorithm or the code, right, basically feels like you would enjoy based on what you've enjoyed or what you've interacted with on their platform and how you've interacted with on their platform.
Well, I mean, there's one, I don't know if people have been using this, you know, every day. I know I have a couple of times. I mean, there's so many different like our AI services you can use. You know, there's ChatGPT, there's Bing, But the main one that's taken up like everybody's little environment is Google, right? So as Bard.
So 4Q. So
what's going on, guys? Here's that documentary's perspective on Bard or Gemini now, I think.
Us, yeah, Gemini. And our societies.
To target you with personalized Chinese propaganda and disinformation, to launch cyber attacks against Western targets and individuals, social media manipulation to sow discord and division and undermine trust in institutions, and to monitor and track individuals considered a threat to China's national security.
It's an unsettling revelation.
Sow discord, division, undermine trust. I can see what's happening here is creating chaos, isn't it? It's the ability to make nothing truthful again. No, there is no such thing as truth.
Yes, so they...
And that information came out of Gemini itself, like the Google's AI service. Pretty much telling you how China is pretty much using all your information to make us fight. I don't know if it's fight amongst ourselves or just other people in general. I don't know.
Yeah, or to just question things, right? Or to just question your government and like question your neighbor and like sow discord and distrust amongst, you know, the citizens. Like, so that way you can create vulnerabilities and then potentially be able to exploit them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't choke on that coffee.
Try not to.
Yeah,
don't choke on that.
They make you call on your neighbors when they're having weddings and stuff like that. You know, just like area. Oh. You know, I'm just saying.
Was it
exactly? Was it
Man, you just
bringing it back.
Moment, milestone in someone's life.
You just got to bring it back. Just got to bring it back every now and then. That's all.
Yeah.
If you see on your Discord in the Morning Coffee Live, I posted the picture of David Hsu, the founder of Podbean. And you can see for yourself if what you believe his nationality is. You know.
Yeah. He's
what's up, Mr. A?
What's up, Mr. A? Good morning, bro. All right. I think we'll end on that with that, but what's
end on that?
Day.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, we just over here talking shit about the Chinese, which is cool. I was having a conversation with LP earlier about how if we're gonna get rid of one product, why don't we just get rid of all our products that we get from them, because shirts, hats, clothes.
I was about to say, you know how much stuff we get from China?
Because it's not all products. It's not all products that pose a risk, you know? And we're just in a complicated relationship where we are business partners at the end of the day, as well as adversaries.
Yeah.
Mama Bear, you're muted.
But I can't speak from a European or a UK perspective.
I mean, you know what? Being that I am the UK respondent, I mean, they get the same products from China just like we do.
Yeah, but a t-shirt is not going to have as much data, you know, that a product like a digital product would have.
Sup,
especially
Muff PC?
Especially with the usage of it, right? Like,
yeah, so you're getting duped. We're pretty much, you know, what we're saying, remember, well, for use and all the saying is that a shirt or sneakers or whatever that comes from China is not the same as a tech system or, you know, security system.
Right.
True.
Or probably being able to hack like your passwords or know what you like, you know.
And the thing is also like not to say that UK isn't a big thing, but people want more to infiltrate the USA because, you know, it's like we're the, what is it called? The
superpower.
Yeah, we're the superpower. You know, it's like that. So, you know, it's not saying that UK isn't, because UK is our partner and stuff. But people figure if we can get the US first, you know, everything else will drop after that type thing.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think the U.S. is pretty much it. It's us and everybody else. But that's
because we're from here. But that's because we're from here, Ralph. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, people in the UK don't think that. You know, they, you know, they, it's them and then
no,
everybody
what
else.
I'm saying,
you know?
Well, I mean, in terms of like the way certain governments are run, like, I think we're the only like unique one that supposedly does things differently. I don't know. Mama Bear, was there something that you wanted to say?
Oh, I said it in chat for seals.
Okay. All right.
I just wanted to say thank you to him for earlier. Appreciate it.
All right. So what are your thoughts on this whole Diddy thing? Let's just go ahead and chime in on that. Duke.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like, I honestly think he's putting himself in a really touchy situation.
Do you think?
Yo, like, he put himself in a major situation with a lot of different people. And the fact that now all of this kind of coming out now, it's like, yo, this man is doing this, he's done this, he's doing these things and this shit. And it's like,
Allegedly,
but
did he also allegedly like flee? Is that allegedly fleeing or no?
I mean, if you caught the man, if you see him on camera, you know what I mean, it ain't alleged at that moment. You trying?
Yeah, listen, it's,
that motherfucker ran, bro.
He ran. Yeah, he did run. But
he left his kids behind, bro. He's like, nah, you guys take the fall. I'm out.
So I am way behind with this because I was just looking, you know. Through TikTok, unfortunately.
Oh,
but I didn't
man.
Know he adopted some chick. A white girl. And, you know, and I was like, wait, what is going on? And everyone's like, oh, let everyone check up on her and see if she's okay. And I'm like, wait. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, who is this? Like Mup said, OJ ran too. Yep, OJ ran.
OJ ran, but it wasn't the feds coming after OJ. That was the police. That was state police. That was local law enforcement. This is the Department of Homeland Security. This is the feds, man. The fuck, guys? These are soldiers, bro, coming in by land, air, and sea. And my man. You know, Diddy had to have gotten the drop. He had to have gotten the drop because he got out of there, bro. He got out of there with enough time to. You know, I don't know. Was he taken in? Was he questioned? Was he released? Because he's not arrested.
They showed him landing.
They showed him in Miami outside the airport, pacing around, looking like he was sobbing. And then they showed him also coming off the plane in some place in the evening, which, you know, could be wherever it is that he landed in.
Yeah.
In some Caribbean country. Oh, I'm sure he's got more than friends. I'm not sure he's got friends anymore, but I'm sure he's got, you know, people that he's got ties to in that, you know, law enforcement field of sure. He didn't get this far without any ties into that area. That's for certain. And now he's getting a lot of powerful people, people with influence and power and money. They're all getting dirt on their name, man. They don't want to get dirt on their name. And who knows how much of these videotapes are really out there? And what if the feds took any of that? And who's in those things? This is going to end up being like a whole nother Jeffrey Epstein thing.
So Fairies, did you see it says Prince Harry was named in his stuff already, in Diddy's stuff?
Wow, bro.
I was going to ask you this, Fairies, because I don't know anymore. You picked up, was it a book from King Harry or is that somebody else?
Yeah.
Nothing,
Prince Harry.
Anything was mentioned about that or anything?
No, I mean, he just talks about his, you know, I don't recall him talking about Diddy at all in this book, but.
Okay, all right. Well, I just got this clip. This is just, I guess, allegations or I don't know. But apparently a neighbor has something to say about Diddy.
Uh-oh. Sean Diddy Combs's neighbor claims Diddy brings minors to his house by the busload late at night. Check this
Damn.
Out.
Damn.
Stop bringing all the minors over here late at night. I live right next to him. He do too much. He be like buses, like big-ass buses. See all type of shit hop out. especially at nighttime, like around 3 o'clock in the morning. It gets wild. I'm his neighbor. My basketball goal over there, I just let it be because I don't want to knock on the door.
Combs's Los Angeles mansion is in the upmarket Holmby Hills area, near Bel Air and Beverly Hills, while his Miami Beach home is located on the exclusive Star Island. The raids are in connection with a federal S trafficking investigation, according to Fox 11, who were first to report on the raids. In a statement issued on Monday, Homeland Security said, earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. We will provide further information as it becomes available. NBC News cited an unnamed source as saying that three women and a man have been interviewed by federal officials in Manhattan, and three other interviews are scheduled concerning allegations of S trafficking, S assault, and the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms. It remains unconfirmed whether Combs himself is the focus of the investigation. Fox 11 has also shared video footage of the raid taken from an overhead helicopter that shows...
So, I don't know if this was like a clickbaity thing, but there was a video of a young individual in the car who was screaming out that he's his neighbor, mm-hmm. and that he would that he's bringing busloads of miners to his house.
I don't know about that, but that could be
anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Fair use. Just so you know, the plane landed in Antigua.
Antigua,
surprise, right? Surprise, a Caribbean island where mm-hmm. they probably won't be able to expedite him.
No yep. extradition laws, right?
Yep.
So that means you know he must have done his homework ahead of time, because you mm-hmm. don't just on a whim just go to a place that you know you're going to be able to seek refuge from. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in Bali out there near next to yep. Russell.
And Ralph, what were you talking about this morning about the what is it, Peruvians coming in to the U.S. Chileans. And Chileans, right? The Chileans coming in, and it's the same thing. This is exactly what I was saying. The Americans have been doing it for years. They don't want to get caught, so they go and they fly somewhere that they can't be extradited, mm-hmm. and. What's the guy's name? The director that did that Epstein? For years and years.
Weinstein?
No.
Is it Weinstein?
No. Weinstein?
Oh, Roman Polanski.
Polanski. Thank you, Ferris. Roman Polanski. Yep.
Yeah.
Went to what was
Take
it? Paris?
That, Sebastian.
Went to Paris for freaking years and years and years.
I think it was not like Sweden or Switzerland or something like that. Some like Eastern. Like
yeah,
Icelandic.
So he went and he went there for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
Okay. And look at what's his name right now? Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks too. Friggin' far as hell. He's not doing any more movies or anything like that. You know why? Because he was. People were saying stuff about him, so he disappeared. It's like, come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how crushing would it be to find out that. Everybody's like nice guy or whatever is caught up in all this traffic and stuff, bro.
I mean, I wouldn't call you a nice guy if you caught up in all this, you know, what I'm saying? And then I would say I have no love lost for you if you're caught up in this. So justice be served upon you, buddy.
And let me tell you, if Prince Harry is in this thing with Diddy, that's going to be a big bomb right there.
See, that's why I said earlier, Ralph, I'm more surprised to find out who else is involved in all this mess, because it's not just him. Because one man is not going to be able to pull all this off by himself. You know what I'm saying? There are people that empowered him to do it. You know what I'm saying? We provided him resources. I'm sure the finances were all intermingled between, you know, good business and, you know, shady business.
Yeah, so fair use. Did you see the thing with like Justin Bieber saying, just saying that Diddy kind of like molested him or whatever too?
Oh, this is new? Like the last couple of days new or what?
I saw it.
Because there's been some rumors, but I don't think he came out and like specifically said it.
Yeah, like there's a video clip of him like he's sitting, he has like a red shirt on and everything. He looks a little bit older, but I don't think he's, because I see some tattoos on him. I didn't see a lot of tattoos. So I think it was just like when he first started getting tattooed, and he kind of was saying that like Diddy kind of like said stuff to him and kind of like it was, he was molested, but people like kind of like threw it off. Mm-hmm. Like, no. And then a lot of people are saying that if Diddy did it, maybe Usher did it too. So it's like,
right. And then who knows, right? Because he's always has been one to seek young talent and try to put them on, you know. Even had those MTV shows where he had, you know, unsigned type of artists coming on and competing and up and comers trying to put them on.
Yeah, you know what they say, man. If it's not one, it's five. Dylan. Hot fire. You know,
I think there was one of the guys in the Chopper or something like that. He actually was affiliated with Puff later on after the show. Like he worked for him or something in some capacity. And I believe he allegedly ran drugs, you know, was going out getting drugs.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, you got to think of like Shine, that friggin', you know, after went to jail pretty much for him, and then moved to friggin', he's in Africa, right, or whatever. Shine, he went to Africa and became like a holy man and everything like that. You know,
what about the other dude, Farnsworth Bentley, that was wrong with him as like personal assistant? Oh, yeah. He's another one that dipped, right? He dipped set too.
And I think, he left too.
Remember Mace left for a long time. He's back now.
Well, that's why I said, I had said early in another thing, I said, that's probably why Mace went and found God. You know, he probably was just.
Right.
You know,
Craig Mack did the same thing. I mean, he's no longer with us, but he did. He made that hard turn to go the religious route.
Let me play this clip while you guys are doing your little research. I think this is one with Justin Bieber that he's talking about, where he's with P. Diddy.
Everything's good. Selling out arena. You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Correct. Okay.
What number?
Yeah.
That was one, and here's the one when he's younger at 15.
Yo, Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
He signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know, he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we going to go full crazy.
We're going crazy.
Crazy.
I'm taking this out tonight.
What you want to do? What you want to do over the next 48 hours?
48 hours. Let's go. Let's just go get some girls. Let's go hang out some girls.
Man, after my heart.
Let's go get some girls. Well, he's 15, but that might have been like the beginning of where it all started. Get some
girls, exactly. Like to me, that just sounds like grooming.
That's exactly what the
pretty much.
It was a tweet. Yeah, it was a tweet that was out and that said it's pretty much Diddy grooming.
He been grooming a whole lot of motherfuckers. Because now I think about like Michael Jackson and how they accused Michael Jackson, which I can't confirm nor deny those allegations because I wasn't there, but nevertheless, like, was Michael Jackson really out here touching people, kids?
Well, I mean, did the feds run up in his spot like that, though? Like, he's had charges, you know, he had litigation. People brought up charges. He was sued in a civil manner, but Michael Jackson was never involved in any kind of, that I can remember, situation where the law was just running up in his shit like that. And the feds only do that when there's a case, like when they're sure they got something.
Yeah, I was about to say, when they're sure. Yep.
I mean, they're not just going around kicking doors, contrary to popular belief. You know what I'm saying?
The FBI actually did raid his Neverland Ranch back in the day. I don't remember what year it was.
But it was for drugs, I think, and stuff like that, right?
I don't think they found whatever it is they were looking for. They never said. I remember.
Yeah, I think they went in on the intent of looking for drugs. I mean, they could have gone, they didn't go in for the intent of like kids and stuff like that. They kind of went into the thing for drugs, wasn't it?
Posthumously, actually. Damn. So after he was dead,
probably to go
sexual assault. Yeah.
Go after any of his. Well, they don't care anything about his master, but whatever. Else. Let me play this clip while everybody gets their stories and information. And this is a clip that kind of tying those two together with Michael Jackson and Diddy because of the security guard that worked for both of them.
Did you know that the head of Diddy's security, while he was sexually blackmailing the entire rap industry, was also the exact same guy that was the head of Michael Jackson's security when he died? This is no joke. Some smart people in the comments section pointed this out to me. This is from Diddy's lawsuit. This is his head of security, Fahim Muhammad. And Mr. Combs, P. Diddy, made it clear that his head of security, Fahim Muhammad, had the power to make people and problems disappear. Diddy instructed his staff to always contact Mr. Muhammad if they were ever pulled over by the police in Miami or California. The LAPD was at this crime scene where Diddy had shot a person for hours and no arrests ever happened. It all went away. And it says here, quote, "This was all thanks to Mr. Muhammad's connections with law enforcement." These are just allegations made in the case, but they say they have substantial evidence and they provide some of that evidence in photo form in this lawsuit. In addition, because he was the head of Diddy's security, he would have been privy to the fact that there were sex workers and underage girls at all of these parties, and that they were spiking bottles of liquor and champagne and mixed drinks with various drugs. Rodney Jones, who's bringing this whole court case, alleges that after he was forced to drink the laced liquor, he felt lightheaded and then recalls passing out and waking up at 4 a.m. the following morning naked with a sex worker sleeping next to him. There's another time where he passed out and Diddy was in the bed too. All that just to say that the head of security is aware of these things. That's their job. He would also be aware of all the different drugs that they're doing and lacing with things. Apparently, all of the employees that were around Diddy were, from the butler to the chef to the housekeepers, were all required to walk around with a pouch or fanny pack filled with all these different drugs so that Diddy had immediate access to whatever drugs he wanted everywhere he went. That's directly in the lawsuit. The head of security knows about that stuff. But then when you start looking up Fahim Muhammad, you quickly realize that yes, he was the head of security for Michael Jackson. This is a picture from him testifying in court about Michael Jackson's death. And when you listen to that testimony, you discover that he was the second person on the scene. He says that when he entered the room, the doctor was there, apparently trying to give CPR to what looked like a dead Michael Jackson. And then Jackson's two kids arrived in the door and were sobbing and crying. But when you look deeper, it gets even weirder. This is his bio from his investment management company called Oasis. It's a real estate investment company where it says that he founded Elite Transportation and Security Services. And then he grew that company into a multi-million dollar business, which currently has several exclusive security contracts with A-list clients like Diddy. But when you look up Elite Transportation and Security Services LLC, you get a really different picture. It was founded in 2016. Apparently has 5 official employees and is estimated to make $248,000 a year in revenue. Multi-million dollar business? Multiple exclusive contracts? Then in 2019, he co-founded Oasis, where this bio is from, which is his real estate investment company, and they turned a $40,000 investment into a $10 million real estate portfolio. In how many years? And then the last article that comes up, there's a lot of articles about this one, is that he made news when he gave his 13-year-old son 40 acres of land for his birthday. And that 40 acres of land just so happens to be directly on the U.S.-Mexico border in San Diego County. This reporter for CBS 8 said they went and visited him there, and there were boulders, trees, and the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Maybe just a weird coincidence. But by the way, he has way more than just the acres he gave to his son. He has like 191 acres on that plot or something like that. And he gave a portion of it to his son. And it just so happens to be within stone's throw distance of Tijuana. And now the two last ones are the best ones. I shit you not, I was looking up Fahim. And where did I find another article about him? On Penn State, the Wharton School. He didn't attend it as a student. He was invited as a speaker for this Wharton Real Estate Entrepreneurship event, which makes perfect sense. He has a real estate investment company or whatever. But if you've been following along, you would know that the Wharton School comes up an awful lot when we're talking about intelligence agencies and people associated with the CIA and the FBI, etc. Just thought it was interesting that they invited him to be a honored speaker at their event. And now here's the best part. Check this out. This is in all of his bios, by the way, but we're pointing it out now. In 2008, Fahim graduated from Sacramento State University with a Bachelor's of Science degree in Business Administration with a concentration in real estate and marketing. Okay. Do you realize what's wrong with that yet? Anything coming to mind? When did Michael Jackson die? June 25th, 2009, Jackson died from cardiac arrest caused by a propofol and benzodiazepine overdose caused by his doctor, apparently. Hold up. Hold the phone. Pause. Why is a dude who just graduated college last year with a business and real estate degree the head of security for the king of pop, for Michael Jackson, the most famous musician of all time? What's going on? Don't you think that's a little weird? Not to mention what we know about his actual skill set now, given this lawsuit. I'm sure he didn't learn that in real estate business school. So anyways, just one little side tangent on this whole crazy story about Diddy. If you haven't been following along, we're discovering that Diddy is like the Jeffrey Epstein of the rap industry, and he's been doing...
Man, you can't be doing stuff.
So...
Man, you can't be doing...
That's just a whole lot of stuff.
And real quick, Ralph, I was looking him up while you were doing all that. It looks like he did security for Farrakhan for a little while as well.
What? Hmm. The plot thickens. Michael probably would have been imprisoned, said Muck. Hmm. Did they did him a favor? Or who staged? Maybe staged? Death? Hmm. What are your thoughts, Duke? Anything come to mind?
The one thing that comes to my mind is, at the end of the day, you know, there's enough people saying certain things about you. So, I mean, if those certain things, you know, can be fact checked, I mean, ain't no, you're in the wrong.
You need to, okay, all right.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, for you.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be plenty of fact check going on in the court of law, but my man fled. He's out of here. They got to get him in the courtroom first.
That's one true thing out there is that he bounced. He bounced.
Yeah. What's going to happen is he's just going to say, yeah, but no, but that's the thing. He's going to say, oh, no, I was just going on vacation, you know, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate that. Did you really send that or is that a fake? Anyway. Muck, was there something that you wanted to say, Muck? Because I didn't see the thing. I don't think I saw the thing go across the screen. What's up, Creeper? Yeah, so and of course there's people saying that he kind of is naming Jay-Z, or probably was going to try and bring Jay-Z with him. So
I mean, you got to think. So if Diddy, if they wind up going into this, and like they say that Diddy is the Epstein of hip hop, there's going to be so many people connected to Diddy, like, that they're going to go looking at. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been plenty of what is it called?
Speculation.
Speculations with rumors. With Jay-Z. There's been, you know, Jay-Z with Rihanna and Jay-Z, you know, back Foxy in the day, Brown, and all that stuff.
Who was like 14?
Yep.
Wow.
With Aaliyah, chasing after Aaliyah, who wasn't even 18 yet.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Come on, man. Let's not have short-term memory out here.
Yep. Yes, even with Maya, when Maya was young too.
Yep. Well, she bounced. Yep. She was out of here.
And this last one, Cassie, right? She was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing with Beyonce and Jay-Z. They got together when Beyonce was really young, like 19. And then allegedly that was like they knew each other earlier than that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know, but
yeah, but supposedly it was the dad. He said 19 is fair game. Ariel said 19 is fair game.
Man, you can't be doing stuff.
But supposedly they got put together from the dad. So, you know, who knows with that too. But like, you know, just going into, you know, like, you got to think, Diddy, you know, all the connections he had, like, you know, not trying to be, but Dr. Dre, there's friggin' Nas, because him and Nas beefed back in the day. Why were they beefing? You know, it was just, who knows, you know? It could have been something like that. Maybe Nas knew something and he got beefed, and, you know, and it's like, oh, well, why didn't you say something back in the day? You know, it's like, you know, who knows what it could have been, you know? There's so many connections with Diddy. And like, you know, like Fair, you said, you know, Bentley, what the hell's the other one? The from the band and whatever his name was, you know, like all these things. And then Diddy has a bunch of shows. He just did a show last year, I think, that it was with what is his name? The billionaire's wife, Grimes. Her name is Grimes, but her husband, Elon Musk, with Elon Musk's wife, you know, it's, who knows what's going to happen with all that.
On Musk?
Yeah, well, Elon Musk, his wife, Grimes, and Diddy had a show together. With Will I Am and Alanis Morissette. They were all doing a show together.
Isn't that ironic? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Even I lost my train of thought. Fook. All right.
Yeah, it's going to get messy out here, man. It's going to get really messy, from celebrities to executives and moguls and billionaires and royals and all the like.
And the sad thing is, I can't even fucking cheat on my taxes. Ain't that
bad? I mean, you could try. Wow. You could try. You're free to do it. You're free to do it. They'll catch up to your ass. That's all. You could do it. You could try.
I mean, but shit, these motherfuckers getting away with it though, Fair. You know what I mean? They over
Wesley Snipes did it.
What's up, Braveheart?
You know what I mean? Like, this shit crazy.
I mean, I don't know, man. You out here doing that kind of dirt, though. You out here doing that kind of dirt, though, man. Like, I don't know.
My turn. You know what I mean?
Listen. Duke James, I grew up with the same saying that I always said, there's only two things in life that are 100%, taxes and death. Like,
damn.
Eventually they'll take it out of you. Either you give it to them voluntarily or they'll just take it from you.
What's up, Fatima Merchant? What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that concludes our podcast. Thank you.
Everybody. No Diddy.
No doubt. Peace.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
All right.
Y'all need two different types of churches.
Fine. Yes. There you go.
You're welcome.
Your butt gotta be wrinkled.
Yeah, I know.
Your what gotta be wrinkled?
Your butt gotta be wrinkled.
Yeah.
Oh, just making sure. I'm making sure.
Yeah. No Diddy. No doubt.
No doubt. What's up, Mr.
A said, take that has a whole new meaning now.
Mm-hmm.
The song? I don't remember the song.
No, Diddy. He used to say, take that all the time.
Oh. Mm. What was that? Somebody sent me an Instagram. Oh, damn. You must not be at work.
Nah, bro. Chilling.
You all right? You good? You sick?
Nah, man. It's a rainy day. It's a rainy day. I let the rookies play in the water.
Nice. Good job. Good job.
Nice. Muck? Yeah, that shit's crazy, bro. I've been watching little stuff all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Supposedly that young chick that he supposedly adopted, she disappeared for a couple of years.
Yeah, I was just telling Ralph that this morning. Like, I didn't know about this chick. And then all of a sudden, yeah, they were like, look for this chick. What's going on?
Yeah, supposedly Diddy's she was a singer, too. She was rich. And then something happened and she disappeared.
Sorry, I'm trying to see. I think this is the clip that you sent me. I don't know if this is the one you're talking about.
Miami were raided by Homeland Security, and everything we're hearing is this is in connection.
Singapore-flagged container ships.
Nope. I'm trying to find the one you're talking about with the girl.
Maybe I didn't send it to you. My bad. But it starts off where he's all hugged up on her. He's got her, like, tight in his grip. Yes. Like, yeah, I just adopted her.
Mm-hmm. And supposedly he, like, kind of, like, told her what to say and stuff, kind of like he was leading her on to say what to say.
That's crazy. What is it with these people just adopting people? Like, you're pretty much just adopting a sex slave.
So he said when he did that thing or whatever, he's saying, oh, tell them what your name is. And she said, whatever her name is. And she said her real last name. And he goes, no, tell them what your name is now or whatever. And she said, Combs.
Oh.
And she said, Combs. And then he kind of was like, kind of leading her into saying things. And he goes, no, I'm doing it like Angelina Jolie. And I'm doing it like, you know, this person, that person. I'm adopting these kids. You know, I'm not doing it like something else. And he kept saying, like, don't, you have to say it the right way because people on the internet are going to think something different, you know. And it's like, oh, boy.
Say good night to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again.